以下的讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第二十五章第四十五个诗节，题目是身体就是九门之城。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2003年10月18号，地点是香港庙。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Narayanam Namaskrityam
Narayanam Namaskrityam
Naram Chaiva Narottamam
Naram Chaiva Narottamam
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nasta praeshu vabhadreshu Nittam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati utamashloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, entitled The Characteristics of King Puranjana, Text Number 45.
今日读《圣典博加雅谈》第四篇二十五章，诗节第四十五。咁呢一篇嘅题目咧就系 King Puranjana 嘅特征。
Saptopari
Krita
Dwara
Puras
Tashyas
Tu
Dwe
Ada
Pritag
Vishaya
Gati
Artam
Tashyam
Ya
Kastyaneshwara
Saptopari
Krita
Dwara
Puras Tashyas Tude
Joada
Pritag Vishaya Gati
Artam
Tashyam ya kaschaneshwara
Saptopari krita
dwara
Puras tashyas
tu dve ada
Pritag
vishaya gati artam
Tashyam ya
kaschaneshwara
Sapto pari krita
dwara
Puras tashyas tu dve ada
Pritag vishaya gati
artam
Tashyam ya kaschaneshwara
Sapto.
Seven.
Upari.
Upari.
Up.
Up. 上面.
Krita.
Krita.
Made.
Made. 製造.
Dwara.
Dwara.
Gates.
Gates. 城門.
Pura.
Pura.
Of the city.
Of the city. 城市的.
Tashya.
Tashya.
That.
That. La.
To,
to,
then,
then, 然后,
dwe,
dwe,
to,
to, 两, 二,
ada,
ada,
down,
down, 下面,
pritak,
pritak,
different,
different, 不同的,
vishaya,
vishaya,
two
places, 地方,
gati artam,
gati artam,
foregoing,
foregoing, 前往,
Tashyam,
Tashyam,
in that city,
in that city, 在那城市中.
Ya,
Ya,
one
who, 一个人.
Kaschana,
Kaschana,
whoever,
whoever, 无论谁人.
Ishwara,
Ishwara,
governor,
governor.
Translation of the nine gates in that city, seven were on the surface and two were subterranean. A total of 9 doors were constructed, and these led to different places. All the gates were used by the city's governor.
9 doors were constructed, and these led to different places.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The 7 gates of the body that are situated upward are the 2 eyes, the 2 nostrils, 2 ears, and a mouth.
身體的七道的閘門包括兩隻眼睛、兩隻鼻孔、一隻耳朵以及我們的一隻口。
The 2 subterranean gates are the rectum and the genitals.
下面的兩道閘門就是生殖器和排泄器官。
The king, or the ruler of the body, who is the living entity, uses all these doors to enjoy different types of material pleasures.
这些门去享受不同的物质的快乐。
The system of opening different gates to different places is still evident in old Indian cities.
在这个不同的城门去到不同的地方，这个制度仍然在古老的印度的城市那里可以看得到。
Formerly, a capital was surrounded by walls, and one passed through various gates to go to various cities or toward specific directions.
从前的首都是被城墙所围住的，一个人需要穿过不同的城门去城市的不同地方或者是一些特别的方向。
In old Delhi, there are still remnants of surrounding walls and various gates, known as the Kashmiri Gate, the Lahori Gate, etc.
在舊的德里仍然可以見到這些城牆的位置，亦有不同的城門的位置，他們的城門包括有什麼呢? Kashmiri Gate, Lahori Gate, 諸如此類。
Similarly, in Ahmedabad, there is a Delhi Gate.
同樣在Ahmedabad這個地方有一道城門叫做Delhi Gate。
The point of this simile is that the living entity wants to enjoy different types of material opulences, and to this end, nature has given him various holes in his body that he can utilize for sense enjoyment.
这个比喻就是说，生物体他们是希望享受不同的物质的富裕，因此自然是赋予他们身体上不同的孔。
We're hearing an analogy described by the great sage Narada Muni.
我们在这里听到一个由伟大的圣哲那达牟尼所讲的比喻分析。
He's telling about a personality known as King Puranjana.
他是讲述一位人物叫做King Puranjana, 国王的事迹。
Puranjana means one who enjoys in the body.
Puranjana的意思就是一个人在身体里享乐。
So actually we are all Puranjana.
一个享受身体的人，其实我们每一个人都是Puranjana。
We are all trying to enjoy within this body.
我们尝试在我们这个身体里面去享乐。
So it was described how the king was wandering around and he met a young, beautiful woman.
讲到这个国王在周游列国的时候，就遇到一位漂亮的女士。
It is described that this woman actually represents the intelligence of the living entity.
这位漂亮的女士被誉为代表着生物体的智慧。
It is intelligence which gives it direction how we can enjoy.
是智慧给予我们方向，怎样去享乐。
So in this verse we're reading today, we're hearing how there are different gates in the body which are all meant for enjoyment.
今天的诗节我们听到身体有不同的闸是要来享乐的。
this body is constructed in such a way that we can perform many different functions.
咁啊，我哋嘅身体咧系被制造出嚟咧，系可以咧做不同嘅事情嘅。
Eating, sleeping, mating, defending.
飲食啦，防衛啦，繁殖啊，或者系保護自己。
And to do these, perform all these various functions in the material world, we enjoy the pleasures through these different gates or holes in the body.
咁啊，去做呢一啲嘅從事呢啲嘅感官享樂嘅時候咧，咁咧我哋透過身體不同嘅閘門咧，就去做不同嘅活動，然後獲得享樂。
So this analogy of comparing the body to a city with gates is also given in the Bhagavad Gita.
咁啊，呢一個將身體比喻為城市啦，擁有不同嘅城門嘅呢一個比喻咧，喺《博伽梵歌》入邊亦都有嘅。
I was just noticing here in the fifth chapter Bhagavad Gita.
咁喺《博伽梵歌》第五章
，Krishna talks about when the living entity controls his nature.
咁啊，就係講到咧，當生物體係嘗試去控制佢嘅本性嘅時候
，and mentally renounces all action.
咁啊，喺心意上面咧，係放棄所有佢嘅活動啦。
Then he resides happily in the city of nine gates.
咁咧，佢咧就好快樂咁樣咧，係居住喺呢一個擁有九道城門嘅城市。
The material body
就係呢個城市，就係呢個身體啦。
Neither working nor causing work to be done.
咁啊，佢唔會去做嘢咯，亦都唔會去做就一啲嘅活動。
So we should understand, but when the body is compared like this to a city,
咁啊，我哋應該明白啊，當身體係被比喻為一個城市嘅時候咧
，that we are not the city.
我哋本身唔係一個城市嚟噶。
This is the common mistake people make.
咁啊，呢個係一般人所犯嘅好普遍嘅錯誤嚟嘅。
Just like none of us think we are Hong Kong.
從來咧就好似咧，我哋咧唔會有人以為自己就係香港嘅。
We're living in Hong Kong。
只不過我哋係喺香港裏邊居住。
In the same way, we're living in this body。
同樣嘅就係咧，我哋咧係居住喺呢個身體裏邊。
This is the most fundamental, basic aspect of self-realization。
咁呢個係咧係自覺嘅途徑上面咧最基本嘅瞭解嚟嘅。
But even though we may hear this again and again, for us to actually apply this in our daily life, it is very difficult.
咁啊，雖然我哋咧不斷都聽到呢一個嘅説法啦嚇，但係要讓我哋咧係真正用喺日常生活當中咧係好困難嘅。
Someone just wrote to me on the internet. They were asking me a question because they'd been reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
咁咧有人咧喺互聯網上面咧問我一個問題啊，咁佢哋咧就即係一路有讀開呢個《博伽瓦談》。
So they had been reading from the fifth canto a description of different hellish planets and the different sufferings which people undergo.
咁咧读到咧《博伽瓦谈》第五篇咧，有关于地狱嘅状况啦，同埋咧啲人啊喺地狱嘅受苦嗰种嘅情况系点样
？So after reading this, they were surprised at how is it that after suffering so much that we can still perform sinful activities.
咁咧，佢哋嘅問題就係話，咁啊，經過咁多嘅苦楚之後啦，嚇，點解啊，仍然咧，我哋咧係會咧做咁多嘅罪惡嘅活動嘅咧
？The answer is that because our desire to enjoy is so strong.
個答案就係啊，我哋去希望去享樂嘅慾望係咁強烈嘅。
That even though we suffer so much, that whenever there's an opportunity to enjoy the body.Then we immediately forget that we're not the body, and we start to think that we can enjoy.
咁啊，雖然咧我哋受過咁多嘅苦嚇，但係一旦有咁嘅機會可以讓我哋再去享受呢個身體嘅時候咧，咁咧我哋咧忘記咗咧，我哋其實咧係唔可以去享受呢一個身體呢一樣嘢。
Just like a person may steal and then be apprehended, caught by the police.
咁可能啦嚇，就有一個人咧係犯偷竊咧，係被警察捉咗啦。
So he may be severely punished by the police.
咁佢可能咧受到警方好嚴厲嘅懲罰嘅。
So one person may have this experience. He may be convinced that he should never steal again.
咁啊，有一個人可能咧係經過咁嘅懲罰之後咧，就深信佢自己以後唔應該再去偷嘢嘅。
But still, there are many people who are caught and punished, and who continue to steal.
但系仍然咧，有好多人咧系犯偷窃咧，俾人捉咗啦，惩罚啦，但系仍然系去犯案嘅。
they never learn, no matter how much they suffer.
就算他們受那麼多苦都好,仍然是沒有學到東西。
But at the same time, there are those people who simply hear that it is wrong to steal, and they never steal.
同時有些人,他們聽過偷竊是不應該的,不恰當的行為,他們就不會去偷竊。
Just like, we see this phenomena in many different activities, like smoking cigarettes.
這一類的情況,我們可以在很多事情上見到,譬如好像吸煙。
You know, some people, they hear it's wrong to smoke, so they never smoke.
有些人知道吸煙是不好,他們從來都沒有吸煙。
And there are some people who start to smoke and then they realize, you know, they're wasting money and it's really dirty and unhygienic and their health is being ruined and so they stop smoking.
有些人是嘗試去吸煙,他們後來明白到你是浪費錢、骯髒、不乾淨,會令他生病,後來他們就停止了吸煙了。
And then there are people who they cannot stop smoking, even though their health is destroyed, they're spending so much money and they know it's dirt, but they just can't give it up.
亦有些人,他們雖然花了很多錢,健康又不好,又知道他骯髒,但仍然不可以放棄吸煙這件事。
So the bodily conception, this identification with the body is stronger than any attachment for something like cigarettes or stealing.
這個對身體的認同,這種依附,遠遠較之於吸煙或者偷竊更加強烈。
That this idea that we are this body is so deeply rooted in our heart that it is very difficult for us to give it up.
這個認為我們就是這個身體的這種觀念,是根深蒂固的,在我們的內心裡面,是很難去放棄。
And we're always, although we hear again and again, I'm not the body, I'm a pure spirit soul living in a body, but still, if there's an opportunity to enjoy, we immediately grab it.
雖然我們不下數百次聽過,我不是這個身體,我是身體裡的靈魂,但一旦有機會享樂的話,我們立刻會抓緊這個機會。And
we hate ourselves for doing it afterwards.
事後我們又會恨自己這樣做。We
think, oh, I'm so stupid, I've been told this so many, and still I've fallen in this trap.
我以前都犯過這樣的錯誤,仍然我會重蹈這些狼狽。
But this is the sign that we are still conditioned to the material world.
這就是我們仍然受到物質世界所限制的一些徵兆。
But we have to be patient and we have to continue to endeavor with the process of devotional service.
但我們仍然要有耐性,以及要去從事奉獻的服務。
We don't end. Just like if one has a very severe disease, if you have a really bad, heavy, chronic disease, it's going to take some time to cure it.
如果你有一些很嚴重的疾病,是需要一些時間才可以治療好的。
You know, you have to take medicines, you have to go all kinds of treatment, long, special diet.
你要接受治療,要有一些特別的飲食。
It can take a long, long time.
可能你需要很長很長的時間才醫好。And
we might never be able to cure it, but we can control it.
可能我們甚至不可以醫得好,但起碼我們可以控制它。
We can stop it from getting worse.
可以控制它不變得更壞。So,
our identification with the body is like a very chronic disease.
對身體的認同就好比一些很嚴重的疾病。
And we have to be patient and be tolerant also with ourselves.
我們要很有耐性和忍耐對自己。
There will be many failings on the path, but we have to continue to endeavor.
在這個路途上可能有很多失敗,但仍然我們都要去努力。
We have to understand the importance of this aspect.
我們要去明白這些東西的重要性。
Just freeing ourselves from this identification with the material body.
就是從物質身體的認同這件事釋放開來。
If we can come to that level, then that is liberation.
如果我哋可以嚟到呢一个咁嘅层面咧，呢个就系解脱嚟噶啦。
And it is on that platform that real devotional service actually begins.
咁啊，只有咁啊，去到呢个层面咧，奉献服务先至真正嘅开始啊。
In Bhagavad Gita, it is explained.
个《博伽梵歌》入边有解释。
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kanchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, that realizing that we are not the body, that we are Brahman, we will become joyful, a happy soul.
咁啊就系啊，《博伽梵歌》个师姐讲到咧，当我哋觉悟得到我哋唔系呢一个身体咧，我哋系Brahman 嘅话咧，我哋咧就会变得啊狂喜极乐啦。
Being attached to the body, we're never really happy.
咁啊，去依附呢个身体咧，永远都唔会带来快乐嘅。
There are moments of flickering pleasure and some feelings of happiness, but there's a lot of other.
咁啊，有一啲昙花一现嘅快乐啦吓，但系咧仍然咧系摆脱唔到呢一个嘅痛苦啊。
The actual spiritual platform is a joyful position。
咁啊，真正嘅灵性嘅层面咧系一个极乐嘅处境嚟嘅。
Probably there's a famous example how Prabhupada saw one devotee looking very long faced, and Prabhupada said.You cannot be in Krishna consciousness if you are morose.
咁咧，花花有个好出名嘅事件咧，就系咧有一次花花见到一个奉献者咧个面咧拉到长一长嘅。咁花花就话咧，佢话如果你咁抑郁嘅话咧，你冇可能系Krishna 知觉嘅。
So we can check ourselves if we are feeling sometimes morose. We are feeling under, really depressed.This is a sign that we're still attached to this body.
咁啊，呢个就系我哋一个方式去测试自己系咪Krishna 知觉啊。如果你发觉你自己有时好抑郁啊，唔开心啊，咁即系话咧，我哋咧系仍然处于呢一个物质条件限制嘅环境里边。
And we have to pull ourselves out of the modes of nature.
咁啊，我哋要从啊将自己咧从呢一个物质形态入边咧系拉出嚟。
So how do we do that?
点样去做咧？
I'll tell you some very secret, very special way.
讲个好秘密、好特别嘅方法俾你听。
You have to very strictly follow the four principles and chant 16 rounds.
就系咧，你咧要好严格咁去跟随四个规范守则咧，同埋咧念诵十六个圈数。
And then you will become really joyful.
然后咧，你就会变得真正嘅喜乐啦。
You may say, "I'm doing that."
你可能话我做紧啦。
But then you have a look. We have to look at the quality of our chanting. How well, how carefully are we chanting 16
rounds? 但是呢，我们呢，要去看下我们那个念诵的质素啦。就是呢，你是怎样小心去念诵自己的十六圈呢？
Yeah, we have to always try to improve the quality of our devotional service.
我们要经常去改善我们的奉献服务的质素。
This will pull us out of the modes of material nature.
呢个咧就会将我哋啊从呢一个物质形态入边咧系拉出嚟啦。
Devotional service is very powerful. It really works.
咁咧奉献服务咧系非常嘅有威力噶。咁啊事实上咧系有效嘅。
If you follow it strictly.
如果你系严格去跟随嘅话。
But if we deviate, if we try to slide around and make compromises here and there, then we cannot expect to get the same effects.
咁啊，如果我哋一旦松懈落嚟啦吓，或者咧系做一啲嘅妥协嘅话咧，我哋咧唔可以咧系祈求啊有同样嘅效果嘅。
We'll keep falling into the modes of material nature again, attaching to the body.
咁咧，我哋咧会再次咧代入呢一个自然形态啦，同埋咧系依附住我哋呢个物质嘅身体。
And with this body, all of the pleasures of the body are there, and with the pleasures, all the pains are there.
咁啊，从呢个身体而嚟嘅所有嘅快乐啦，吓，从呢个有快乐啦，咁啊，从呢一啲嘅快乐咧，亦都系我哋痛苦嘅根源嚟嘅。
Yes, you can enjoy the body.
你可以享受呢个身体嘅。
And the more you enjoy the body, the more you will suffer with the body.
你越加嘅去享受呢、这个享乐呢个身体咧，你就越加嘅痛苦啦。
Because happiness and distress they come together.
因为快乐同痛苦咧，佢哋系会一齐嚟嘅。
Just like you get these cassette tapes, there's an A side and a B side.
就好似咧有一啲嘅录音带啦吓，佢有 A 面啦同埋 B 面。
Yeah. So you get your happiness, but along with that happiness, you're getting the distress is going to come.
咁你可以得到你嘅快乐啦吓，咁咧同时咧你咧肯定咧就系你嘅痛苦亦都会嚟嘅。
And usually it's much more distress than pain than happiness.
通常咧就系咧痛苦多过快乐嘅。
Most of the life is just simply distress with so many little bits of flickering pleasure.
一般的生活呢，我们的生命呢，都是呢，有很多的痛苦呢，然后呢，有少少的快乐。
But if we transcend this material body, if we come to this, the platform of recognizing we're a spirit soul,
但如果我们可以超越这个物质身体，来到这个层面，是认识得到我们是这个灵魂的话，
We can purify our consciousness.
我们呢，可以呢，净化我们的意识的。
We can experience real pleasure.
我们可以呢，经验到真正的快乐。
So,This is the process of Krishna consciousness.
呢个就系咧 Krishna 意识嘅程序啦。
Before we can understand Krishna, we first have to understand ourselves.
咁喺我哋明白 Krishna 之前咧，我哋首先要明白自己。
If we don't know who we are, we're not going to be able to understand much of Krishna.
如果我哋唔知道我哋系边个嘅话咧，咁我哋咧系唔可能咧了解 Krishna 好多嘅啫。
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we see how Krishna begins speaking to Arjuna. He's explaining first to Arjuna, "You're not the body."
咁啊，点解？因此咧，我哋喺《博伽梵歌》度见到啊 ，Krishna 首先向 Arjuna 解释嘅咧，就系你唔系呢一个物质身体。
So this is the fundamental knowledge of.Spiritual life.
咁啊，呢个就系灵修生活嘅基本嘅知识。
Atmagyan, it is called Atmagyan, knowledge of the soul.
呢一个咧被称为 Atmagyan 啊，嘅意思即系咧，有关灵魂嘅知识。
We have to understand our true self.
我哋要明白我哋真正嘅自我。
We are not just as we are not this city, Hong Kong.We are simply living in this city in the same way we are living in this body.
就好似我哋唔系呢一个城市香港啦，我哋只不过系居住喺香港啫。咁咧，我同样咧，我哋唔系呢个身体啦，只不过我哋喺身体入边度居住。
And as we give up this body, we have to take another body.
当我哋放弃呢一个嘅身体嘅时候咧，我哋就会接受另外一个嘅躯体啦。
So there is no reason to attach ourselves.
咁啊，因此咧系冇任何嘅原因需要去依附我哋自己。
Are there any questions?
有冇问题？
问啦。
Yeah. 我即系话过去嘅坏习咧，我有勇气企出嚟去面对佢，但系前面嘅路我系好惊咯，即系唔知我点样行。
Oh, she said for the past mistakes, she can face them very bravely.But she's afraid of the future. She doesn't know what to do.
Well, if you cultivate this knowledge, you won't make any mistakes in the future.
佢话如果你去培养呢一啲嘅知识，刚才嗰啲嘅知识嘅话咧，咁你咧喺将来咧，你唔会再犯错嘅。
Krishna is giving the instructions how to live in this world.
Krishna 咧系俾出一啲嘅训示，我哋咧系点样喺呢个世界度生存嘅。
If we surrender to Krishna, not only will we act properly in the future, but all the reactions from the past will also be destroyed.
咁啊，如果我哋嘅行为系正当嘅话咧，咁啊唔单止话我哋有个光明嘅未来吓。唔单止话唔会犯错啦，将来，同时咧，你过往所犯嘅错误咧，都会一笔勾销嘅，佢嗰啲嘅反应都会消除咗嘅。
So this is Krishna's final instruction in the Bhagavad Gita.
咁啊，呢个就系 Krishna 喺《博伽梵歌》嘅最后嘅训示嚟嘅。
Krishna says, "Just surrender to me, and I will free you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear."
Krishna 话你只要归依我啦，我会咧将你从一切嘅罪恶反应嗰度咧系释放开嚟啦，叫你咧唔需要去惧怕嘅。
And to learn how to surrender to Krishna, you have to approach Lord Chaitanya.
咁啊，点样先至要学习去归依俾 Krishna 咧？你需要去接近主赛坦耶。
And we approach Lord Chaitanya through his devotees, like Srila Prabhupada.
咁啦，我哋咧系藉着主赛坦耶嘅奉献者咧嚟到去就近佢嘅，咁好似圣帕布帕咁样。
So read Prabhupada's books, you will learn how to surrender to Krishna.
咁啊，你只需要咧系阅读 Prabhupada 嘅书咧，然后你会学到点样去归依俾 Krishna。
And you don't have to worry about the past, and you'll be confident about the future.
咁你唔需要如是這般咧，你就唔需要擔心過往啦。咁咧對你嘅未來咧，亦都係會好有信心。
Any other question？
仲有冇其他問題？
我想問一樣嘢咧 ，Krishna 會唔會投身去人嘅肉體上，而去解答一啲問題？
She asked if Krishna would take birth will take birth as a human being and answer people's questions.
Take birth as a human being and what?
And answer people's questions.
And answer people's questions. Well, Krishna came 5,000 years ago to speak the Bhagavad Gita and answer Arjuna's questions.
那么 Krishna 在5000年之前呢，来到这个世上呢，就向 Arjuna 呢，讲述了这个博伽梵歌。
Arjuna is representing us.
那么 Arjuna 呢，就是代表着我们。
Whatever kind of doubts Arjuna had there, the kind of doubts and questions we would have.
那么无论当时 Arjuna 的脑里面有什么的疑窦，都是呢，我们啊，这些落我们呢会有的问题来的。
So reading Bhagavad Gita is directly hearing from Krishna.
那么阅读这个博伽梵歌呢，就是直接呢跟 Krishna 那里呢是聆听他讲话。
But there's also Krishna's representative.
那么呢同时呢也都有Krishna 的代表的。
Krishna's representatives come in the form of the devotees.
Krishna 的代表呢是用这个奉献者的形式来出现的。
And they will repeat whatever they have heard.From their teachers who have heard also directly through the line of disciplic succession, ultimately from Krishna.
咁啊，佢哋会重复啦。佢哋咧从佢哋嘅老师嗰度所听翻嚟嘅知识啦吓。咁呢啲嘅知识咧，系佢哋嘅老师咧从呢一个师徒传系嗰度咧一路咁样追溯到 Krishna 嗰度听翻嚟嘅。
So it's not that Krishna comes every time, but he empowers other people to speak on his behalf.
咁啊，唔系话 Krishna 咧系经常出现啦，但系咧佢会咧系赐予能力俾佢嘅代表咧嚟到去讲说。
Just like some country, some great country, they will send their ambassadors to other countries.
就好似一啲强大嘅国家啦吓，佢哋咧会遣送佢哋嘅领事咧系去不同嘅地方。
So this is the embassy of the spirit. This is Krishna's embassy here in Hong Kong.
咁咧，我哋呢一个庙咧就系 Krishna 喺香港嘅领事馆啦。
You know, so many other embassies around.
咁咧喺香港咧有好多不同嘅领事馆吓。
We're the embassy of the spiritual world.
咁啊，我哋系灵性世界嘅领事馆嚟嘅。
We're all representing Krishna here.
咁我哋全部咧都系代表住 Krishna 嘅。
You can ask any devotee; they can answer you.
咁啊，你可以咧问咧不同嘅奉献者咧，佢哋可以回答你。
It will be as good as hearing from Krishna.
就好似咧，同 Krishna 从 Krishna 嘅口中亲自聆听一样咁好啊
！Because it's knowledge delivered through the disciplic succession.
因为呢一门嘅知识咧，系咧自呢一个师徒传喺嗰度一路咁样咧，系流传落嚟嘅。
We don't use our own intelligence to come up with some form, some theory.
咁咧，我哋唔会利用自己嘅个人嘅智慧咧，嚟到去作出一啲嘅新嘅理论。
We're not speculating. We're not giving you any imperfect knowledge.
咁我哋唔系去推敲啦，亦都唔系俾你一啲咧不完美嘅知识啊。
It's perfect knowledge, all coming from Krishna.
咁呢啲全部都系来自于 Krishna 嘅完美嘅知识嚟嘅。
Lisa, Lalita.
经典有冇讲 Krishna 几时会再嚟
？In the scriptures, did Krishna? In the scriptures, did Krishna mention when he is coming again?
Yes, it's described. Krishna is coming again at the end of this Kali Yuga.
有讲到嘅就系咧 ，Krishna 会喺呢一个卡利年代嘅末期嘅时候咧，再次出现。
Krishna comes in every age.
Krishna 喺每一个年代都出现嘅。
So he's coming at the end of Kali Yuga.
咁咧，佢系会喺呢一个卡利年代嘅末期嗰度再出现。
And at that time he is known as Kalki.
咁咧，当时咧佢嘅名字就会咧叫做呢个 Kalki.
When they close the wooden doors on our altar here, you will see the different 10 avatars of Krishna.
我哋嘅神坛闩埋门嘅时候咧，你会见到我哋嘅门上面咧有十个 Krishna 主要嘅化身嘅。
So Kalki is at the end of this Kali Yuga, Krishna is riding on a horse。
咁咧就喺呢个卡利年代末期咧，咁咧 Krishna 咧就化身为Kalki咧系骑住匹白马嘅。
And at that time he will come to kill all the atheists who are left on the planet.
咁咧，到其時咧，佢會出現咧，就係要嚟咧，喺屠殺咧當時所剩翻落嚟嘅無神論者嘅。
And then the Satya Yuga will begin, the Golden Age will begin.
然後呢個薩提耶年代或者黃金年代咧，就會再次出現噶啦。
But that won't be for a very long time.
但係咧就 what？
Not for another 327,000 years.
咁咧仲有三十幾萬年啊，仲有
三十一萬。
係。呢個啲就三十二萬年。
So that's a long time to wait around.
咁啊，要等就有排等啦。
So.Just go back to Godhead, you can immediately be with Krishna.
咁啊，我哋應該立即回歸守神咧，同 Krishna 一齊。Or we can send Lalita to wait for all of us.
If she wants, yeah.
Yeah, Lalita will wait for me.
Yeah,
Lalita. Hey, Jamie. Is that true? There's a devastation. Devastation.The end of the world.
Well, after there may be an annihilation of the, you know, some demonic elements, but then the world begins again.
咁咧就可能會有一啲即係對一啲唔好嘅即係對嗰啲邪惡嘅嘢，可能會有即係會遷滅啦嚇。但係咧呢一個黃金年代又會再開始噶啦。
Nature of the material world is creation and destruction.
咁啊，呢一個物質世界嘅本性就係咧有創造，亦都會有呢個毀滅嘅。
Just like after the day, there's night, and then after the night, then the day comes again.
就好似咧日之後就夜啦，夜晚過咗之後咧，日頭就會重臨啦。
So it's going on continually.
係咧，係不斷咁樣繼續嘅。
But for the soul, there's no death.
咁啊，但係對靈魂嚟講咧，係冇死亡呢一樣嘢嘅。
The soul never takes birth or dies.
咁咧，靈魂咧係永遠都冇無生亦無死嘅。
如果我今生做唔好，我下生係咪會仍然繼續而家嘅我？
If she can do well in this lifetime, in next lifetime she'll be the same herself.
Well, you have to continue from where you left off.
咁咧，你要从咧你睇下你几时你做到边度咧，下一世你就要由嗰度再开始噶啦。
Yeah, if you have done 1% in this life, you've only made 1% advancement.Then you continue from that point in the next life.
如果你今生淨係得做得一成，唔係一成啊，一個巴仙嘅話咧，得一個巴仙嘅進步咧，你下一世咧就要由1.1%開始啦。
You don't lose your advancement.
你唔會咧失去咗你嗰啲嘅進步嘅。
But at the same time, it's you know it requires your own effort.
咁啊，你唔會失去嗰你一啲嘅你過往嗰啲嘅成績啦嚇，但係咧亦都要求咧你自己要付出努力嘅。
Don't expect to get an honorary degree。
唔好諗祈求咧有呢一個榮譽學位啊。
Yeah, she had to go to college, and she had to go to college. Why should you get an honorary degree?
咁啊，佢又要翻學啦，佢要翻學先有好成績，點解係你先可以攞呢個榮譽學位啊？
So we have to take it seriously.
咁咧，我哋系需要咧好认真咁样去接受佢嘅。
通常都系即系我想俾人好，而去行就唔系一个真智慧。
Oftentimes is that because I want to be better than others, but this is not a real intelligence.
Well, yeah, it depends what you mean by being better.
要睇下你嘅所謂嘅比別人好係咩意思啊
？I mean, it's intelligent not to want to be a drunkard or a drug addict or just a materialistic person absorbed in.Sense gratification.
咁咧就譬如唔想做走鬼啊，或者係即係啲 吸毒的人啊，或者是即係太過分沉醉喺擔溺喺呢一個唯物主義嘅人咧，都係一啲嘅智慧嚟嘅。
You know, if somebody comes with a gun and starts shooting everybody, is it intelligent to let them shoot you also?
咁啊，如果有人揸住支槍喺度亂咁射殺啲人嘅，咁你認為俾佢射埋嘅係咪智慧咧？
No, we should save ourselves.
咁啊，我哋肯定係要去睇下，諗住點樣去保命咧。
Not that we think that we're better than other people.
唔係話我哋咧係比其他嘅人好啊。
But if we get some opportunity to improve our life, we should take it.
但如果我哋有冇機會可以改善我哋嘅生命或生活嘅話咧，我哋應該去接受嘅。
做一個好人係好難，好需要一個勇氣。人通常會犯錯咯。
其實
會俾好多藉口自己繼續去犯錯咯。
She said, "It takes a lot of courage to be a good person in the material world, and even if a good person will make mistake, and 咩呢個最後講咩？
即係繼續去犯。
And then you give yourself a lot of excuses to make mistakes again.
Yeah, that in the material world, because people are still under the modes of material nature, so they make mistakes.
咁啊喺物質世界，因為啲人喺呢一個自然形態的影響底下咧，佢哋咧仍然會犯錯嘅。
That they may be good person, that means they're in the mode of goodness, but they can be often influenced again. They become angry, or sometimes they fall into ignorance.
咁啊，呢啲嘅好人可能係處於呢一個善良嘅屬性底下嚇，但係咧佢哋又仍然會受到佢哋嘅憤怒啊，或者咧仍或者會陷於呢一個愚昧嘅狀態嘅。然后就会犯错了。
But if you become a devotee of Krishna and engage in Krishna's service, then you can overcome the modes of material nature and you can come to the transcendental platform.
但系啊，如果你成为 Krishna 嘅奉献者啦，你去从事呢个对 Krishna 嘅奉献服务嘅话咧，咁你就会咧超越呢一个嘅物质嘅形态咧，嚟到呢一个超然嘅境界嘅。
And you won't make these mistakes.
然后咧，你就唔会犯呢一啲嘅错误啊。
The transcendental platform is so much more powerful than just being a good person.
咁啊，呢啲超然嘅境况系咁有威力嘅，咁咧系咧，远远咧超于咧系你净系成为好人呢个咁嘅层面嘅。
So if you really want to be a good person, then you have to be a devotee of Krishna.
如果你真系要成为一个所谓真正嘅好人嘅话咧，你就要成为 Krishna 嘅奉献者啦。
Because a good person usually thinks he's a body.
咁啊，因為一般嘅好人咧，會以為佢哋自己係呢個身體嚟嘅。
He thinks I'm a good body。
以為我係個好嘅身體啊。
But he's making the mistake thinking he's a body, so he's going to make more mistakes。
但係咧，佢犯咗個錯誤咧，就係咧，以為自己係呢一個身體啊。咁咧，因為呢一樣嘢咧，佢咧會繼續咧係犯其他嘅錯誤嘅。
So we have to first of all understand we're not the body, we're a soul which is meant to be a servant of Krishna.
我哋首先要明白咧，我哋唔系呢一个身体咧，我哋系灵魂啦，系 Krishna 嘅永恒嘅仆人嚟嘅。
So if you start with the right understanding in the beginning, you won't make mistakes.
如果你一开始啊已经有一个正确嘅了解嘅话咧，你就唔会犯错噶啦。
But if you're just trying to be a good person.
但系你如果净系想话要做个好人
，You're thinking I'm a good body。
你谂住我系个好身体。
You've got it wrong。
你呢个理解就错啦。
You start wrong, you can't get it right later on。
点嘅形式即系点？我点样做先做到奉
献者 ？How can she become a devotee?
You've come to the right place。
你嚟咗个正确嘅地方啦。
Yeah, you have to keep coming here。
你要咧繼續嚟呢一度咯。
And you have to associate with people who are devotees。
咁你要嚟呢度咧，同啲奉獻者一齊嚟到做朋友啦。
You have to chant Krishna's name。
你要咧去唱頌 Krishna 嘅聖名啦。
Eat food offered to Krishna。
食用咧係供奉過俾 Krishna 嘅食物。
Come and see the deity of Krishna。
嚟呢度咧係見 Krishna 嘅神像啦。
Read books about Krishna。
去讀有關於 Krishna 嘅書啦。
Everything in relation to Krishna。
所有一切嘅嘢同 Krishna 有關嘅。
Not that you have to always be here all the time, but you should come, try to come regularly, especially when there are programs.
唔係話你咧要一日二十四小時喺度啦嚇，但係咧你應該咧係規律咁樣嚟啦，尤其是係有節目嘅時候啊。
There's always people here.
我哋呢度成日都有人嘅。
So especially we have programs on Sunday.
尤其是星期日啦。
Every morning.
朝早啊，晏昼啊。
Evening also, there's some singing.
晚上我哋都有晚课嘅。
But Sunday is a special, very good day to come.
但系星期日系一个好特别啲嘅日子，你可以嚟。
And by being here, you will learn how to be devoted.
咁啊，嚟呢度咧，你就会学到咧点样成为奉献者噶啦。
Okay.
就系。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.